Hello and welcome to Design Leadership Insights, a podcast where I share the real stories, strategies, and lessons learned from building and leading design teams. I'm Paul, and I've spent the last 15 plus years navigating the complex world of design leadership. A 12-point drop in Net Promoter Score, a 37% increase in support calls, metrics flashing red across our dashboards. When our flight booking satisfaction scores at Expedia plummeted, the numbers screamed that something was wrong. Behind every customer satisfaction score lies a human story waiting to be uncovered. Learning to read those stories alongside the numbers separates good design leaders from great ones. I'm about to share how translating cold, hard data into meaningful design decisions transformed both our products and my approach to leadership. This approach focuses on changing how we understand the people behind the metrics. As a design leader overseeing global teams, I've faced this challenge repeatedly. Stakeholders fixated on metrics, while our design teams struggled to connect those numbers to meaningful action. The gap between data and design decisions often seemed impossibly wide. In my role as a UX manager, we faced a particularly troubling metric. Logistics managers were spending 12 and a half minutes completing tracking updates that should have taken under 3. The business saw this as a simple efficiency problem. Engineers viewed it as a performance issue, but as a design leader, I suspected something deeper was happening. This disconnect appears in many organizations. Companies collect mountains of customer data, but struggle to translate it into meaningful improvements. They track net promoter scores, satisfaction ratings, and time on task metrics, yet find it challenging to connect these numbers to the actual human experiences they represent. Early in my leadership journey, I made this same mistake. I would present charts showing declining satisfaction scores and expect the team to somehow translate those metrics into design solutions. It rarely worked. The numbers told us something was wrong, but they lacked guidance on what to do about it. I needed a systematic approach to transforming metrics into meaning, a leadership framework that would help my team see beyond the numbers to the human stories underneath. My approach to leading this transformation began with creating what I call a three-tiered approach to understanding metrics. As a design leader, I didn't just need my team to know the numbers. I needed them to understand what those numbers meant for our users and our business. The first tier is what most teams already have. Surface metrics, the immediate numbers like time on task, error rates, and satisfaction scores. These quantitative measurements signal problems, but offer little guidance on solutions. I gathered my team for what they expected to be another metrics review meeting. But rather than focusing on the declining numbers, I asked a different question. What's the story behind these metrics? What are our users actually experiencing? This question transformed our approach. Instead of drowning in numbers, we began conducting in-depth observations of logistics professionals as they worked. My team shadowed users across 3 continents, meticulously documenting each click, each pause, each moment of confusion. What emerged was our second tier of understanding, behavioral patterns. By mapping user journeys across the entire tracking process, we discovered that users weren't following the expected paths through the interface. They were creating elaborate workarounds, opening multiple browser tabs, and building their own spreadsheets to compensate for the system's shortcomings. But the real breakthrough came with the third tier, uncovering underlying motivations. I arranged in-depth interviews with users across our global operation, creating a safe space for honest feedback. One logistics manager in Dubai perfectly captured the experience. "I feel like I'm playing detective every time I need to update a shipment status. The information exists somewhere in the system, but I have to hunt for it across multiple screens." This represented a fundamental breakdown in information architecture that forced users to become human data integrators. As a leader, I faced a critical challenge. How to help my team translate these insights into actual design changes? Many design teams become stuck in research mode, gathering insights without converting them into action. I needed to create a bridge between understanding and implementation. The breakthrough came when I guided my team to treat metrics as starting points for deeper investigation rather than endpoints. I assembled a cross-functional team of designers, researchers, and developers and gave them a clear mission: understand the human stories behind our troubling metrics. When analyzing error patterns in our tracking system, we discovered that 63% of escalations stemmed from missing or unclear status information that existed in the system but lacked proper surfacing. A support ticket analysis revealed something even more telling. Customers called because the information they found seemed contradictory or incomplete, not because they couldn't find information at all. This subtle distinction completely reframed our design approach from error prevention to information accessibility and coherence. My leadership role centered on helping the team see patterns and draw the right conclusions. In our war room sessions, I would constantly bring the conversation back to the human impact. How does this make our logistics managers feel? What does this do to their confidence when speaking with customers? This human-centered perspective transformed how we approach the problem. Rather than making incremental improvements to individual screens, I guided the team toward a holistic approach that addressed the underlying needs revealed by our research. The time on task data took on new meaning when we mapped every second of user interaction. Rather than seeing a single number, 12.5 minutes, we created a detailed timeline of the entire tracking process. This visualization revealed distinct phases of the user journey, each with its own challenges and opportunities for improvement. As a design leader, one of my most crucial roles was helping stakeholders understand this deeper level of insight. I developed what we called data triangulation, using multiple sources to verify and enrich our understanding. First, we used quantitative breadth from automated surveys to identify broad patterns across thousands of users. Second, we added emotional depth through in-depth interviews that revealed the frustration and distrust emerging when users encountered problems. Third, we applied support ticket analysis to provide granular detail on specific pain points. We discovered that 37% of all support calls related to tracking issues, costing approximately $450,000 annually in support resources. Finally, we conducted in-person user testing to observe behavior in real time, confirming patterns we had identified through other methods. The magic happened when we created connections between these diverse data points. I led the team in developing a matrix that mapped satisfaction scores against specific interface elements and user behaviors. This visualization revealed that satisfaction dropped most sharply when users encountered unexpected information architecture problems, a pattern consistent across all data sources. A senior product manager who had initially been skeptical of our approach was convinced after seeing this comprehensive data synthesis. "The numbers aren't just telling us there's a problem," they acknowledged. "They're showing us exactly where to focus our solution." As the leader of this transformation, my job reached completion when insights became action. I guided my team toward a complete reimagining of the tracking interface. We took a holistic approach that addressed the underlying needs revealed by our research, moving beyond incremental improvements to individual screens. My leadership approach focused on three key principles. First, I emphasized consolidation. We brought together previously scattered data, location, documentation, custom status, and client information into a unified view, eliminating the need to navigate between multiple screens. Second, I championed progressive disclosure techniques that balanced comprehensive information with visual clarity. Primary information remained visible at all times, while secondary details expanded on demand. This approach reduced cognitive load while ensuring all necessary information remained accessible. Third, I pushed for logical groupings that matched users' mental models rather than forcing them to adapt to the system's logic. One of my most important leadership functions was protecting this vision through the development process. When engineering constraints threatened to fragment our consolidated view, I brought developers into user sessions to see firsthand how fragmentation affected the user experience. This created alignment and commitment to finding technical solutions that preserve the user-centered design. The results were significant. We reduced the average time for tracking updates from 12.5 minutes to under 4 minutes, decreased support calls by 32%, and improved user satisfaction scores by 28%. But perhaps More meaningful was the feedback from one logistics coordinator. Before, I felt like I was assembling a puzzle every time I needed to update a shipment. Now, everything I need is right there in front of me. From this journey of transforming metrics into meaning, I've distilled four key leadership principles that you can apply in your own organization. First, establish a three-tiered approach to understanding metrics. Don't stop at surface numbers. Dig deeper to uncover behavioral patterns and underlying motivations. Ask your team, what's the story behind these metrics? What human experience do they represent? Second, build data triangulation capabilities. Create systems that connect quantitative survey data with qualitative insights from interviews, support tickets, and direct observation. The most powerful insights often emerge from the connections between different data sources. Third, develop data storytelling skills within your team. Metrics alone rarely convince stakeholders or inspire design teams. Help your designers translate numbers into compelling narratives about user experiences. In our organization, we now begin every metrics review by sharing the human stories those metrics represent. Finally, lead with empathy for both users and your team. Remember that behind every metric lies a human emotion, frustration, confusion, relief, or delight. When a satisfaction score drops, it represents real people experiencing real challenges. Your role as a design leader is to help your team see and feel those human experiences. By transforming how your organization understands and uses customer satisfaction data, you can create design solutions that meaningfully enhance the human experiences while improving the metrics that represent them. In our next episode, we will tackle another critical challenge for design leaders, creating impact in a new role. The first 90 days will provide a strategic roadmap for design leaders stepping into new positions. I'll share how to balance listening and action, build key relationships, and demonstrate value quickly, all while laying the foundation for long-term success. Whether you're about to start a new leadership role or looking to strengthen your current position, you won't want to miss these battle-tested strategies for making a powerful first impression. Thank you for listening to Design Leadership Insights. If you'd like to continue the conversation, email us at info@designleadershipinsights.com.